This episode of Voices of the Elephant is sponsored by DayCamp for Developers. Listen for a special offer at the end of this podcast. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, we're here today with Ligaya Turmel. Lig, I've never actually asked you, am I pronouncing this right, Ligaya?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Bingo, because, you know, I am known for butchering people's names. Lig, today I want to talk to you. You're one of the founders of PHP Women, an organization that I support wholeheartedly. And so I want to talk to you a little bit about that. So we'll just dive right in. The first question, what prompted you and the other organizers to found PHP Women?
It actually started a number of years ago. Elizabeth Naramore and I were in the PHP community channel. And there's some conference going on. I can't even remember what it is anymore. But everybody kept on noticing that nobody was seeing women around. So Elizabeth Naramore and I sat down and we were like, you know, there's a lot of women in this community, but we never hear about them or see about them. I want to know where they are. So we both blogged about it. And we asked for the PHP women in the community to stand up and be taken notice of. After a while, we had huge responses to our blog posts, and it kind of just went from there. Next thing you know, I'm like, hey, why don't we just start a group for PHP women? And it just kind of rolled on from that.
Cool. Excellent. I remember some of those original blog posts. Matter of fact, one of the most fun podcasts I've ever done was the live recording of, I think it was you and Sarah and Lig, and Liz all talking about the first anniversary of PHP Women.
Yep.
That was a fun one. Okay, second question. If PHP Women is about women in technologies, why do you let guys participate in things like the IRC chat room?
My question is, why wouldn't I let guys participate in the channel? Women are half of our community. So if we ignore the other half, that's not what we're about. We want men to be included. We want them to welcome women into the group. So how can we not?
Okay. It should be noted that one of the talks that I give is all about the PHP community, and I always recommend people, if they're unfamiliar with IRC, I said this is a good channel to start in, you know, because it is known throughout the community, the PHP community, for being a very friendly channel. You won't get a lot of RTFM and stuff like that in there. And so if you're new to IRC, the PHP Women channel is a great place to start hanging out in, and then you can grow from there. Okay, final question. How do you recruit? You've got a program called the Big Sis Little Sis program where you mentor women in programming PHP, in being part of a technology community, things like that. How do you recruit mentors for this program?
The most common method is that we have a thread on our forums where women just volunteer themselves. You know, they say, hey, I can do this. And if anybody wants to do this, you know, they can get a hold of me. But at times we have somebody, a little sis, who comes along and says, hey, you know, I'm doing this and I haven't seen anybody around that kind of matches me. Do you know anybody? In which case I'll ask around, or somebody will pop to mind and I'll immediately try to get a hold of them and ask them if they'd be a mentor. And if they say yes, well, then I start passing around information. Next thing you know, it goes from there.
Excellent. And I know you've had some success stories with the Big Sis Little Sis program. So I'm excited to see that program continue. Okay. Final question I ask everybody. What is your local user group and what's the URL?
My local user group is the Jacksonville PHP user group. And we don't have a fancy URL or anything like that. You just go over to Meetup and you search for Jack's PHP and find it and follow and find out what's going on.
Excellent. Well, Lig, thank you for being with us today. And thank you for everything that you do for the PHP community.
Have a good one, Cal.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Voices of the Elephant. This podcast is copyright 2011 EICC Incorporated, and all rights are reserved. For more information on the podcast and to nominate someone to be interviewed, visit the website voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT. Day Camp for Developers is a one-day, technology-agnostic online training camp for web developers. We cover the topics that you won't find at any other conference at a price that every developer can afford. Visit our website today, daycamp4developers.com, and reserve your seat for the next class. As a listener of Voices of the Elephant, use the discount code VOTE to save $10 off your ticket. Day Camp for Developers. Invest a day in your career.